Hey, good morning, everybody. Merry Christmas. We're so glad to see everybody here. I know a lot of people are here to see their relatives, kids, grandkids, you name it. We got a whole bunch of stuff planned today, so we're all excited. So glad to have you here. Why don't you guys go ahead and stand together? We're just going to start off with a few songs. I think you'll probably know them. It goes like this.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, sweet in their joyous.
Sing it out.
Sing gloria in excelsis Deo.
Shepherds,
why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song? Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Give her gladness, fill us with the light of day.
Hey, I know today's a pretty crazy day and we've got a lot of things planned, but I wonder if we could just take this time and just, no matter what we're here for, could we all just kind of turn to that same direction together and just say, God, we adore thee. Just like the song says, joyful, joyful, we adore thee. Isn't he so worthy to be adored? He's such a mighty God. This is pretty simple. Let's just try to sing it. It says,
listen, you are holy.
We adore thee.
We adore thee.
Sing, you are holy.
Listen, you are holy.
We adore thee.
We adore thee. Yes, Lord. Yes, you are whole.
We adore.
So we adore. You're so worthy. Yes, you are holy. So we adore.
Sing that first verse. It says, joyful, joyful.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun.
I love that line. Hearts unfold. Let's just pray that together, God. We just open our hearts and say that you are exalted. You are the Holy One, God. You can move in this service, God. We have so many things planned today. And God, we know that none of them are by accident. Would you just take every little part, God, for your glory? Just out of response to that, out of a heart being open, listening to that again, you are holy. We adore thee. You are holy. So we adore thee, Lord. Yes, you are holy. We adore thee. One more time. You are holy, and we adore thee. Yes, God, you see our hearts, God. We're here to meet with you today and to just worship you, God, for being the one who came to earth, God, when we didn't deserve it by any stretch, God. So we just love you and we praise you today. And all God's people said, amen. Y'all can be seated.
Give them a good clap offering this morning. Isn't that great? It is so good to have you. I remember when we were just Christmas after Christmas in the early days, one time when the children were running through the temple just shouting and giving praise. The Bible says the sacrimonious, the Pharisees got all upset about having the kids involved. And Jesus says, such is the kingdom of God. Come on, somebody. This, if you don't like this today, this is what heaven's like. Come on, somebody. Give the Lord another good clap off. Would you do that? Come on.
Good morning and welcome to Victory Harvest Church this morning. It is so exciting to have a packed house this morning. We have a very, very special time planned for you today. It's time for our annual Christmas program. We have a special twist this year, though. We have all three kids ministries involved this morning. So we get triple the blessing, and we are thrilled about it. A child can sometimes minister in two sentences or one special little song what it takes us hours to minister. So we are looking forward to being blessed by them. And in light of what our nation's going through right now, we consider it an honor and a privilege to rejoice with our children this morning. So thank you all for coming out. Welcome to our Spanish church. And on mornings like this, we always have lots of visitors, grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, friends coming to see your little ones shine. Thank you for coming out. We're blessed to have you. We hope that you are so blessed this morning that you want to come back in the future. You're always welcome back here for any service or meeting or ministry or anything that we have. But we are honored to have you here with us this morning. For our visitors, if you have a visitor's card, we'd like you to go ahead and fill that out for us. If you need one, we'll get one to you in just a few moments. If you have a smartphone and want to fill out a visitor's card that way, you can. You just connect to the Wi-Fi named visitor's card, and as it prompts you, fill it out and submit it that way. But if you need a card to fill out, our ushers would like to bring you one now. So if you are a visitor and you don't have a card, please raise your hand and leave it up high in the air till an usher finds you. And once he finds you, if you will take it and fill it out, then wait for our offering break, and you can put it in the offering box at the break. And one more thing for our visitors, we'd love to have you stop by our welcome center after the service this morning. Our pastors will be there. They would love to meet you. You can chat with them a few minutes, say hey, and be on your way, or ask them questions about our ministries or our church or whatever, but they would consider it a privilege to meet you this morning. So if you would like to stop by the welcome center after the service, go into the back foyer and head toward the right. Go toward the exit doors, and on the right, there's a little room with a TV, a few chairs. That's our welcome center, and our pastors will be there, and they would love the chance to meet you. So, again, visitors, thank you for coming, and please enjoy your time with us this morning. Okay, we just have a few short announcements this morning. We're going to start off with an announcement for our Kids Zone families. If you have a Kids Zone kid, please realize that this is the last Kids Zone service of the year, where they will be apart from us. They will be with us on December the 23rd and the 30th, the next next two Sundays and take part in a special family service. So we will welcome them over the next couple of Sundays. And again, make sure they're here and not at Kids Zone next Sunday. Then we have two announcements for our youth group, our Illuminate Ministries. First off, we'll celebrate Christmas together tonight with their Christmas party. Weather permitting, they'll have a bonfire. They'll have chili and s'mores and games and worship and a message and all sorts of fun. So if you're in our junior high or high school age group, you are welcome to come out to the bonfire tonight at from 5 to 7:30 tonight for their Christmas party. Then also, you know, the Illuminate group is planning a retreat in February. The information on that is in the flyer. I won't go through it. But please know that if your child plans to attend that, they need to let the leaders know as soon as possible for planning purposes. Then finally, please remember our college group on their cruise. They set sail yesterday for a 5-day cruise. We pray that they have a lot of fun, not too much fun, and we pray that they come back to us safely. So please remember them in your prayers, and have a blessed service. Pastor Terry.
All right, we have a very special special for you. This is songs on the iPad and the iPhone. There's no physical equipment. Everything is electronic, and so they're going to do a special for you today.
Check. All right. Mic check. So we got one request. Could no one text us for just the next few minutes, please? Because that will cause major problems. Okay. Here we go.
And come, they told me, ba-rum-bum-bum-bum. Ba-rum-bum-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-bum-bum-bum. To lay before the King, ba-rum-bum-bum-bum. Rum-bum-bum-bum, rum-bum-bum-bum. Thank you.
Well, I promise only one of us is on Facebook right now. The rest of us are playing instruments. But now I'm going to kind of help you out a little bit so you can see. This is my mic. Let's see here. We're going to come back to mine. Kirby, for this next song, is going to be playing guitar. A little taste. Bam. Mr. Michael, is it up? It's loading. These things happen. Preston's going to be hanging out on the drums again.
Do I get my taste now?
Yes, a little taste from Michael.
Yeah. Is it okay if I tweet a picture of everybody?
Let's do it.
Okay, everybody smile. One, two, three, everybody say Christmas. One, two.
Hey, right. We're going to have Josiah Daigle. He's going to come help us out. What Christmas song is Christmas without sleigh bells? So he's going to have some sleigh bells back here. Is it up and running? Yeah. Well.
How many would like me to play with them? Would you like me to play with them?
Well, I guess we have a spot for Pastor Terry. You can, you just stay over there, and Lord willing, you know, something will happen, and we'll come to it. Let's see. Is everyone ready?
Yeah.
If it's just not my app working, it's not my day. Waiting, loading. All right, I'm playing the organ. All right, so here we go. Here's a little song for you guys. Whoop, low battery. Ignore that. All right, here we go. You guys ready?
Ready.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
While shepherds kept their watching o'er silent hills by night,
give a good clap off. Wasn't that fun? Hey, we're going to do the offering now. Dwelia, why don't you come up and tell your group where they're going to be off. We're good to have the Spanish church with us today, and they're going to come up. They meet earlier than we do normally, and so they were all here quite early. And why don't you tell them where your offering box is?
Buenos días. La ofrenda la vamos a tomar aquí al frente. Como de costumbre, tenemos diezmos. Muchas gracias.
We finally have gotten upgraded on our offering. I've had so many people approach me through the years wanting to be able to give with your debit card and with a card rather than check and all. And I found even my parents, we go shopping And they don't use checks anymore. They use debit cards. And so we have now got a debit card ability to do that. In the back here, next week we'll have two of them going. But this week we have one. Barry Ivey will be back there to help you. And if you got a debit card you'd like to give that way, you're welcome to. We have an iPad station set up back there. You can give with your debit card offering like that. And if you don't rather do that, also if you're visiting today, would like to bless the children's ministries or any of the ministries, you can do that anonymously in the back with a card of any type, and you can swipe it through there, and they can do it. Or you can write a check out to Victory, put it in the offering boxes. We're just glad to have you. If you're doing your regular tithes and offerings, all four doors are available. We have little church boxes over there you can give. Let's take a minute and just pray. Father, we love you today. Thank you for your grace to us and all that you've done Christmas after Christmas. And so we're so excited today. Thank you for coming to earth. Thank you for giving your life. Thank you, O God, for becoming a man that we might know and live and worship you. And Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do in lives of people today in Jesus' name. Everybody said a good amen. Amen. We're going to take about a two-minute break for our offering. Go do that real quickly. If you need restrooms, they're in the back. The men's and the women are in the back. Go do that. And greet somebody. We'll start in about 2 to 3 minutes. Okay, I think we are ready. We will not be going up and down the aisle, so if you're a parent would like to grab a great shot, just make sure you don't jump in front of somebody else taking a great shot. You're welcome to come out, come up front a little bit, take a picture, go back, all that. Just have a, you know, just feel at liberty. Just watch yourself so you don't trip. We don't have insurance to cover you in case you trip, break your camera. We can't pay for that. Go ahead and make your way back to your seats if you would. It is a great morning. Doyle, you might want to get your offering before they drop kick it out of the, just in case. Next Sunday will be, next Sunday is a great morning. We've got Jeff Yates is going to be with us, and he's going to be doing a melody. If you've ever heard him play the guitar, he's going to be doing a melody next Sunday morning. And then he'll also be in part of, in addition to him doing it by himself, we're going to have another group that's going to be doing a jazz Christmas. So if you like jazz at all, I love jazz, and so I asked him to do a couple, two or three jazz kind of Christmas songs. They'll be doing that next Sunday morning. And then I'll be ministering on the last trip to Bethlehem, the journey to Bethlehem, and that'll be on Jesus' journey to Bethlehem. It's a great time. We'll be looking forward to that. Well, we are glad to have all of you. If you are visiting, we'd love to have you. Thank you for coming. And I know that your little grandchild or niece or nephew will be probably the star of the show for you. And just glad to have you. Today's play is called Part of the Story. And it is a story of Mary, an older Mary, remembering all the Christmas story and retelling it this morning. So won't you give a great welcome to, let's see, our nursery department, our children's church, our youth department, and who? And Nick will take up the end. All right, give him a good clap offering this morning. Part of the story.
You can imagine the pain that the father felt as his son was nailed to the cross. Struggling until his final breath, I was there. I felt that pain too. This Jesus on this piece of wood was my son. Here we are at the cross. This is a place of what would seem to be great contradictions, a place of punishment and mercy, wrath and forgiveness, divine perfection meeting the worst of humanity. This was the place where the creator of the universe watched his son die to pay for the sins of his most prized creation, man. As I watched my firstborn son suffering, I remembered his first steps, how quickly he grew. I remembered him as a child not very different from the boys you see here. I remember growing up as a child. Teachers in the synagogue would always tell us the story of the Messiah, the promised one, who was to come. He would be the one who would take away the sins of the world. His name was to be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. They're supposed to... Time after time, as a little girl, I heard these stories. They were the hope of our people. There was so much excitement for his arrival, but how was he going to arrive? Riding on a cloud with lots of treasures and gold? None of us assumed it would be like this. I truly understood that day that these stories were as real as the air we breathe. Emmanuel had come to earth, and now I was to raise him as my own. This baby was to grow up, and one day would be the man who died on this cross. That night in Bethlehem with that baby boy, I discovered firsthand that not only was the story of God real, but I had become part of that story.
Hour, where you become a part of the story. I'm your anchor woman, Naomi Rutherford. We have a busy show for you tonight. One doctor explores the link between camel riding and lower back pain. Also puts on the revolutionary new riding quill, the Ice Scribe. But first, we're bringing you the groundbreaking story out of Bethlehem. Think you know how many wise men there were? Here's Hannah Samuels with the story.
1, 2, 3, 4.
For years, the Christmas story has been told with three wise men. This is until the biblical historian rewrote the history books with his radical discovery. He says there was one more wise man.
There was one more wise man.
So what does this fourth wise man look like? What was his name? What was his favorite Justin Bieber song? We tracked him down and had him tell us his side of the story. We've heard stories of the three wise men at the birth of Jesus. Who are you?
I come from the East. My name is Jerry, of the East.
So you were at the birth of Jesus?
Was I there? Of course I was there, alongside my fellow wise men. Well, I actually wasn't there, but I was supposed to be there. Let me tell you my side of the story. Back in the day, you never heard of the three wise men. We were the Four Wise Men LLC. Every weekday from 9 to 5, we got up and went to work just like everybody else.
Jerry?
Yeah.
Jerry was, unique.
Hey, what up, bro? How's it going? How's it good? Casper, looking good. Yeah, man. Hey! Number four is here.
Jerry was the kind of guy who would usually come into the office a few hours late, and he always smelled like tuna.
I like cooking.
See, we were all wise men. That was our job, being wise. But, Jerry didn't always give the wisest of advice.
What should I do?
I've got two words for you. Timeshares and Somalia. Have you ever tried a strict diet of Spam and Cheese Whiz? Glow-in-the-dark pillowcases. Got one word for you. Rollerblades for cats. So why wasn't I at Christmas? One day we were all at the office talking and about this whole Messiah business.
So guys, Jesus, he's coming, right? He's gonna be at the manger in Bethlehem. We saw the star. We know what's going down. Tell you what, present time. You know, we all talked about it at the board meeting last week. I got dibs on the frankincense. What about you?
Yeah, myrrh.
I'm bringing the gold.
Yeah, Jerry, what you got, man? What are you bringing to Jesus?
I forgot the present. Went down to the local Piggly Wiggly, picked up some Spam and Cheese Whiz. By the time I got back, they were gone. It was all an epic fail. Epic fail. But I guess the moral of the story is don't forget Jesus at Christmas time, or you'll end up like me. Jerry, of the East.
There was so much that went on with Jesus' birth. The shepherds, the wise men, the angels. Where could I possibly begin? Oh, I remember. How about that night in a stable?
Jesus came about. There was a census taken over the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own city to register. So Joseph went up to Bethlehem, the city of David. He went there with Mary, who was pledged to be married.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in the manger, because there were no room for them in the inn.
Over their flocks by night.
suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared to them. Glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were afraid.
Fear not, the angel said, I bring you good news that will be for all people. For unto you is this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign unto you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared, praising God and saying, Glory to God on the highest and on earth peace, goodwill to men.
Possibly forget the first time Joseph reached down to hold him. Could he ever accept this baby who is not his own? Well, you would never believe it, but this big, strong man cried at the sight of this baby. As tears of joy fell from his eyes, he knelt by me and we truly felt like a family. I came to see that he too had been visited by an angel. God had indeed been with me and had given me what I needed. Joseph knew that the baby had been conceived by the Holy Spirit. He knew that the baby would grow to be the Messiah. He even knew the name by which the child was to be called, Jesus. Angels sure had a big part in this whole story.
Thank you.
Then time passed, and we watched our baby Jesus grow. We witnessed his first smile, heard his first coos, saw his first steps. Then one day we had more visitors, royalty even, wise men from the east, bearing gifts. They came to honor this child of ours. Many times people look at Jesus as either a baby or a grown man, but he grew just as any other child would. He had such a passion for the Word of God. His love for the Father and for other people was so strong, even as a child. He was and still is a friend to the friendless. Even as a young boy, he wasn't really like any other child. He had such a love and concern for those around him.
Not a friend in sight. No one to talk to or hang out with. It was awful. And then, well, something amazing happened. Allow me to tell you my story.
And I was so lonely. No one could hear me. No one could hear me. So lonesome, with happy and sad times, but no one to share. Or to find a friend to love anymore.
You can imagine my pride in my son. He was growing up to do exactly what God had called him to. Some accept this most perfect gift we have been given, while others push him aside as just another man. Well, I can assure you, he is much more than just a man.
What will you do with Jesus? What will your answer be? Will you receive him in your heart this Christmas? Will you crown him as your king? What will you do?
Christmas is that this little baby was not just a boy, but he was God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. What will you do with Jesus? As his mother, I sacrificed so much for him, only to find out one day on the cross that he was to be sacrificed for me. So many times he tried to explain what was going to happen, but we just never understood. Just like all of us here, I am not perfect, and these mistakes separate us from God. Jesus was born to die in our place. His death on the cross made a way for you and for me to be with God for all of eternity. I don't think I have the words to say what it was to see him on that cross. He was innocence and magnificence itself, and yet he was being killed. He used the last of his strength for compassion on others. He offered grace to the men dying near him. Dying. I so much wanted to save my son from such pain, yet he didn't need a mother to save him. He needed to save the world. Christmas is such a wonderful time. but it would mean nothing without the cross. Christmas is special because of who this baby was and what he was born to do. It's such a wonderful story, but the beauty of the story is that it's real. God wants us to become part of his story, and it's through the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus that he's shown us just that.
Give them all a great clap offering one more time, would you? Didn't they all do a great job? You know, they told the old story one more time. And one of my favorite children's Christmas songs was "Christmas Isn't Christmas Till It's Christmas in Your Heart." Because somewhere deep inside you, that's where it starts. And you know, one of the keys about life is this. Maybe you've been wanting a change in your life. And there's never a better time to experience that change than at Christmas time. And self-will will not do it. It'll last a few weeks or months, and then you'll go back to the old ways. What you need is something deep inside you. I'll never forget they worked on a town clock one time, and they worked and they beautified it, and they did this and put new hands on it and new cover on it. And a little boy was standing beside the mayor, and he said a very insightful thing. He said, "It needs some new insides, mayor. It needs some new insides. And what you need is not try to work on the outside, determined to do this different and that different. What you need is you need some new insides. And the way you get new insides is Jesus comes. And he doesn't just whitewash you on the outside. He comes deep in your heart and changes you. He gives you a heart of flesh instead of a heart of stone. And he makes living worthwhile. He makes what you're doing in life worthwhile. Some of you, another year has passed, and it's like a blink, and now it's another year, and you can't believe it. And time is speeding up. Some of you, it's dragging by. But whatever it is in your situation, the answer is still the same. Jesus is still the answer for your life. How does it happen? Number one is you got to realize, I really have sinned. There is such a thing as sin. It's not a problem. It's not a habit only. It's called sin. And when you have sin and you acknowledge that means you're a sinner. If you've told one lie, if you ever cheated, if you've ever done whatever, that's a sin. And only one sin at the least makes you a sinner. And every sinner needs a Savior. And that Savior, you just saw his story. God made a way where you do not have to pay for what you've done. Jesus paid for it. But the only difference is this. You've got to accept what he did. And that's more than just a mental thing. That means something inside your heart changes. I want you to bow your heads this morning. Maybe you've come and nobody else knows it, but you have been really desiring a change in your life. And you have wanted that to happen in me. And you've desired it, but you know that it takes faith to believe. And God gives grace. Grace is God's unmerited love and favor. Grace is that power to do what you cannot do on your own. Grace is that it's the mercy of God coming in your life and given you the power to do what you've longed to do all your life, what you've tried before in your own strength, what you've tried to change, and you've gone back to the bottle, you've gone back to the gambling boats, you've gone back to pornography, you've gone back to all that stuff you tried to get out of. But the grace of God can come in and give you the power to have your life changed. Zechariah, the old prophet in the Old Testament, said it this way, "Return to me and I will return to you, says the Lord." You take one, all you have to say is, "Lord, I'm willing. I want to change. Lord, change me." And all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Everybody that calls out to Jesus, he will in no wise cast you out. All are welcome. That's why he was born in a manger. Because in a manger, you don't have to know a protocol. You don't have to know how to do this or do that. A manger, anyone can come into. You don't even have to knock on the door of the barn. You can go right on into the barn. You can go right in, and that's why God had his son born in a manger, to show you that all, no matter whosoever will may come, whosoever will can come close to Jesus this morning. You don't have to be special. You don't have a title. You don't have to know any of the ins and outs of church. You don't have to know any of that. All you have to do is say, God, change me. I believe that Jesus lived and died and took my place. But today, the incredible news is he rose from the dead. He's alive. Father, this morning, I pray everyone that wants to do that in their life, every person in here that wants a change in their life, Lord, would you be faithful to your word? Would you do what you promised you did? And Lord, would you be faithful as you were faithful to me and so many others in here? When we cried out to you, you answered, here am I. When we cried out to you, you came in by grace and changed our lives. I want everybody in here, whether you're saved or not, I want you to pray this with me. Say, dear Jesus, I've been wanting to change. I've tried so many times, and I have failed on my own. But this morning, my eyes are on you. Would you change me? Would you do what I cannot do? Would you make me a new man, a new woman, a new boy, a new girl? Would you give me the power to live for you? I repent of my sins. Thank you for forgiving me. And this morning, I invite you into my life. Take over. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Hey, give the Lord a good clap offering. Would you do that? Everybody stand up today, would you? Everybody say Merry Christmas, would you? We're glad you came today. We look forward to seeing you next week. If you'd like to come, we're going to have some great time, as I said. Jeff Yates is going to be doing a Christmas traditional melody of songs. And then after that, we're going to do kind of a jazz little session, a little bit in there. And I'll be preaching on Jesus' journey to Bethlehem. Tremendous word I believe the Lord gave me for next week. And that'll be our Christmas. And give the Lord one more good clap offering if you would. Paul, Lori, great job. Connie and Gary, great job. Kirby and Jen and all the youth group, great job. Give them one more good clap offering. Thank you. Kids, you did a great job. Good going. All your workers and co-workers with you. Give them one more good clap offering. God bless you. Merry Christmas.